The charges against Corey Rossi come at a particularly inopportune time for State Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell. But Campbell told reporters on her way into the Board of Game meeting this afternoon in Anchorage that the situation will not hamper the meeting. Campbell said Rossi's work for the department is appreciated.
He was the leader of the division for quite some time, and he certainly made a lot of contributions, and I do appreciate the service that he gave to the state and to the resources. He was a dedicated employee during his time at Fish and Game.
Campbell said Rossi was a staunch defender of state management rights, but otherwise did not elaborate on what those contributions were, citing a need to get back into the meeting. Other comments were not so kind in the wake of the charges against Rossi. Jim Stratton is regional director for Alaska's division of the National Parks Conservation Association.
Well, I think that it's unfortunate that an official in state government had to break the law. What I really hope is that this will signal a change in the way that wildlife is managed in the state of Alaska.
In 2010, Rossi's hiring was protested by a number of fish and game biologists who delivered a letter to the state saying that he did not have the scientific background to do the job. John Toppenberg is executive director of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. He says he remembers it well.
I do recall that time, and I ended up taking that document to the governor's office here in Anchorage. Well, what came of that was exactly nothing.
Toppenberg says the door is now open for changes in fish and game management practices. Predator control issues are topping this week's Board of Game agenda.